welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom, Questions and Answers. It feels like it's been a while since I've responded to any questions here. I'm actually doing this recording from Ojai, California, where I am doing an Ultimate Key to Freedom 5-day live intensive. I was invited by some friends to come do it here in Southern California at this beautiful place called Glen Muse. So I'm in my pool house room on this gigantic estate in Southern California. That's very cool. Dealing with this one question from Lynn. Hi, Robert. I'm really struggling at the moment with the quote-unquote reality of my 92-year-old mother being in hospital and looking like she won't survive. I have had an insight that she is teaching me to quote-unquote let go and that this is the ultimate lesson in not having power to change, fix, and improve things, but I still find this is very difficult to get through. Any thoughts? Well, my guess is that what I'm going to say here, Lynn, will not surprise you. Probably will not surprise anyone else that's listening to this. First of all, and again, as you know, I'm very biased and I can only speak through my bias. So I just want to reinforce that that's where this is coming from. My bias is from my own experience and from studying so many spiritual teachings and self-help teachings that there's a mind machine program that is very often installed in people who are seekers of truth, so to speak, or change, fix, and improve people, but more on the spiritual, metaphysical, esoteric kind of side, is everything's about lessons. And behind that is Earth is a school and we have to come here to learn lessons. And then the stories get quite diverse in terms of what beings or energies or consciousness or whatever from the other side, so to speak, is trying to help us to learn lessons. And so is your mother trying to teach you something? You know, I don't know, maybe. Where I am right now is I used to be so focused about that. You know, what am I supposed to learn here? What's the message? Why is this happening? All that kind of stuff. The mind machine used to buzz and whir and try to figure all that stuff out. And as more and more sunshine shone in, that just dropped away. It's not a rule or a formula. It's not what should happen. When ultimate freedom awakens, there certainly could be a logical argument for why that's likely in a sense, but it isn't really. It's just where I am. It's my bias, is that I just don't care anymore, lack of a better term. I'm not, you know, an apathetic kind of a thing. It just isn't important. If there's something that the Robert character is supposed to learn, he's going to learn it. And there may be awareness that I've learned something, there may not. Definitely, I have narrated many things that the Robert character has learned on his journey. So is she teaching you something about letting go? Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't matter. It's happening. And if it's happening, there's a reason for it. And the reason for it is significant and important in the Lynn story. Significant and important from the perspective with a capital P of true creative essence, or this particular scene or series of scenes would not have been written. And if that's part of what's going to be set into motion from this as a letting go, fine. But the opportunity is, and again, based on my bias, the opportunity is to realize this is an old mind machine program that's always trying to make sense of what's happening by asking the three questions, always wanting to find a way to attach meaning to things, especially difficult things, stressful things, challenging things, quote-unquote negative things. In so many teachings, it isn't really spoken this way, but my bias is that, you know, when bad things happen to good people, so to speak, if you can attach some sort of a meaning, if you can give a good why, if you can say whether it's I'm learning something or I'm healing something or whatever else it is, whether it's true or not, accurate or not, it can, lighten the negativity. It can help people to get through it. It can be a sugarcoat in some cases. So that's the first thing I want to say. Is she teaching you to let go? Maybe. There's so many opportunities in life to see that we have no power and are not driving the bus and can't change, fix, and improve things, that it isn't really necessary for somebody to die for that message to get hammered home, but that certainly could be how it's happened in a story. Now, I addressed that first because that was the first thing that you mentioned. The second thing that I want to address here is, remember, all of the human experience
is about the opportunity for who we really are, true creative essence, to experience unique thoughts, feelings, and sensations, and the interweaving of story space and inner space appearances as things happen. It's all about having unique experiences, you could say. So in this situation where mother's in the hospital and whatever else is going on that I speculated about and may continue to in some other things here, there are unique thoughts that are appearing, there are unique feelings that are appearing, there are unique sensations that are appearing, and they will continue to as this story unfolds, whether she recovers, she drags on for a while, she passes away, whatever it is. And so the other opportunity is to simply, and I realize, I want to say this from the most truthful perspective, and I know easier said than done, and there's lots of other stories attached as we're talking about here, but the other opportunity is just to cherish and really appreciate these unique appearances. As I'm going to talk about, when you look more and more about what's going on in inner space and what's really appearing, it doesn't cause disassociation, although some people can go through phases where that's what appears to be going on. It doesn't muffle emotions. It does not take anything valuable away. It does not, lessen and make anything less than. It makes everything richer. And so there's the opportunity to just really, there's a word that seems to be trying to come into inner space that isn't quite there. It's not cherish and it's not appreciate. It's some other word to just enjoy these appearances, these unique appearances. And again, I get that the story can get or is so strong that this is a bad thing happening, so to speak, and there's loss that is happening or could happen, but there is the opportunity. And again, you've done this in a movie, you've done this in a novel. There's a very emotional scene. It can be something that is very, very difficult for the hero, the heroine, if you want to make it a male-female thing. And, you know, it could be that somebody's dying. It could be that somebody died. It could be that there was some great loss. And we just feel this beautiful outpouring of emotion as we would express it. And maybe we cry, or maybe we just are caught up in this, you know, very beautiful kind of a feeling, but it's something that we would look at as a positive thing, a beautiful thing, our heart opening, whatever else it would be. And there is the opportunity to experience this and anything and everything else that happens in the same way. To, yes, be in a truthful relationship with it. To see that, yes, it's a movement of energy. Yes, it's just a voice talking. Yes, it's just a movement of energy called a sensation that I'm feeling in my stomach or whatever else it is. Yes, to be aware of the truth of it. And at the same time, the wow factor of it, of to just be able to totally enjoy it like we enjoy all the different emotions and feelings and thoughts and sensations in a great movie, including when difficult things are happening to the hero or did. And there's that same opportunity to just see what's really going on, be in a truthful relationship with it. And there is the opportunity. There's no technique for this. You can't make this happen, but the opportunity is to just experience wow about all of this and to appreciate the unique combination of appearances that are apparent, that are appearing, apparently, quite a sentence there, being triggered by these particular events in story space. But ultimately, that's what it's about. It's about true creative essence being totally in wow, who you really are, not true creative essence being in wow while Lynn or somebody else suffers. But our opportunity in ultimate freedom is to experience things as the reader through the true creative essence window and to be in wow of the unique combination of thoughts, feelings, and sensations that appear in inner space, intermingling with the appearances in story space that are accompanying them or appearing to trigger them or whatever. And so that's the other opportunity here. And yes, it is possible to go wow about beautiful feelings that you have of love for your mother, even if there's what you might call sadness or grief or anticipation of loss. Again, those things can be appreciated and cherished, and that word still isn't coming into inner space. In a movie or a great novel, you've experienced it. I have. Everybody listening to this has. We would call those, you know, very beautiful scenes, very moving scenes, or whatever kind of a language that we'd use in a movie when we experience it differently.
Then you continue to say, but I still find this is very difficult to get through. If you and I were sitting across from each other, or you were at the UKFI at my house again, and you raised your hand and you said, hey, Robert, you know, my mother is in the hospital and, you know, whatever, and I find this very difficult to get through, I would say, well, tell me more. What do you mean when you say this is very difficult to get through? Tell me exactly what those words are trying to describe. And if you and I could have a dialogue like this and I really pushed on, what does it really mean when you say, I find this very difficult to get through? My guess is, and certainly come back and share with me if I'm incorrect here, I'm going to be more general, but my guess is that if we continued to have a dialogue, you would define this as very difficult to get through by, there are a lot of movements of energy that we call emotions that are moving in inner space that tend to be big, strong, intense, zoomed, whatever, you know, demand a lot of attention in inner space, be very zoomed in inner space. And there's probably voices talking, saying, you know, I don't know what your relationship is like with your mother, but let's say that it's good. You know, what am I going to do without her? She's been my rock. She's always been there for me when I've been through difficult times. You know, she's my best friend, making stuff up here. You know, there could be voices about, oh my God, what am I going to do? There could be other things about fear of your own mortality, you know. So there would be thoughts appearing. There would be emotions appearing. There would be sensations appearing, possibly some combination of them. And then they are observed. And then there's a story that comes out that says, man, this is really difficult. This whole thing with my mother is really difficult. And that's a voice that says, this is really difficult. I'm really having a tough time with this. But what's really happening is, the real Lynn, so to speak, the truth of what's happening is, there's a reader reading the story. And the reader, capital T, capital R, as you know, who you really are, quote unquote, you looking through the true creative essence window into Lynn's story, is aware of a particular unique combination of appearances in inner space. And they're being described as, this is very difficult to get through. It's not. And I say this from personal experience, because there's been so many things that have happened in the Robert story that I would have once said, man, this is really hard. I'm really having a tough time. This is one of the most difficult things I've ever been through. You know, a lot of the stuff I narrated that happened in my relationship with Cecily would have fallen into that kind of a category. You know, this is one of the most painful, difficult, hardest things I've ever been through, was the label. But when I actually, bear with the language, looked closely at the truth of what was going on, here was this reader reading this story, aware of all of these appearances, including a story saying, this is really hard. I'm really having a tough time. And in the beginning, there was, when this first started to happen, there was this awareness of, wow, it really isn't difficult. You know, I'm really not having a tough time. I mean, again, it can be that a character is having a tough time, but you as the reader is not. And then there was like this little boy amazement kind of a thing, I guess I'll describe it as, of, wow, how could I have thought in the past, not like I was an idiot or whatever, just amazement at this whole game and the way it all works and how true creative essence can successfully hide itself, so to speak. And how could I have really thought I was in so much pain and this stuff was so difficult and it was so stressful, and all it really was a completely peaceful, joyful, whatever you want to call it, me as reader, aware of all of these things appearing in inner space, and then thinking that I was so troubled and so tortured and this was so difficult and so hard, and it really wasn't, except in a story. So the opportunity that you have, lack of a better term, is to just, and this is the same opportunity that we talked a lot about at the event and that I talk about a lot anyway, in terms of the only real to do, so to speak, as it will appear, it's not really. If you're reading a Harry Potter story and Harry Potter goes to somebody and asks for advice and they say do da-da-da-da, and then Harry goes on and does da-da-da-da, it's not Harry choosing to do that. It's not Harry doing that. It's J.K. Rowling, the author's consciousness, shaping itself into a fictional character, Harry doing it. So if what I'm about to say has happened, does happen for you or anyone else listening, again, it's still just a character in a story. It's true creative essence expressing itself. But how it can appear is, just continue to look closely at what's really going on. And when something like this happens, what happened to me naturally is I would be aware of a thought in inner space that would say, man, this is really hard. I'm really having a tough time. I'm feeling exhausted, you know, I mean, whatever it was. And then there would instantly be a questioning of that. Am I really? You know, what is exhausted? Is that really what's going on here? And the closer I looked at what was really going on here, that's when I started to see the things that I shared at the Ultimate Key to Freedom, which is, no, it's just a video appearing. It's just a still photograph appearing. It's just a voice talking. It's just words. It's just a movement of energy, all of which is being experienced with a capital E by this reader that isn't exhausted, that isn't frustrated, that isn't feeling the emotions, that isn't having any problem, that's just, you know, whatever that we've talked about. So I would invite you to take a look at what do you mean when you say, I still find this is very difficult to get through. Look at what's really going on. By looking and seeing what's really going on, those are drops in the pond that can ripple out how they ripple out. And I would welcome you to come back if you want to get more specific or there's anything else that you want to share. And again, I'll just repeat, everything here is coming from my bias based on what I see and have seen and have experienced. Okay, that's it for this week. So bye-bye from Ojai, California. I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes. Bye-bye for now.